Thank you, San Francisco. Thank you so much. So good to be here. People were surprised when I told them I was going to tape my special in San Francisco. So why would you do that? That's the most politically correct city in the world. Not when I'm on stage, it's not. I love this place. One of my favorite cities to perform in. It's a good place to hang out. Got to walk around a little bit today. Saw a baby. Saw a baby locked inside the back of a hot car. So it's been a great day. I love that. Don't get me wrong, I'm not a monster. I tried to help the baby. Tried to throw a rock through the window. Window was down. Ruined that baby's whole weekend. It was worth it. I love San Francisco. One of my favorite things about this city is just how beautiful all the women are here. Yeah. Women in San Francisco are gorgeous. I say that despite what's going on in this crowd tonight. But you guys live here. You guys live here. You've seen them. I was in a bar last night and saw this beautiful woman, like a supermodel. I walked up, I was like, hey, where are you from? What do you do? She goes, oh, me, I live here in San Francisco. I'm a brain surgeon. Now, I don't know if this makes me sexist, but I was like really impressed, you know? I mean, most women can't pull off sarcasm. This is gonna be a good show. See, that joke is a test to see if you guys are cool or not. That thing about the baby in the car, that's just me clearing my throat. That joke's the test. If you guys laugh at that joke, whole show goes great. Don't laugh at that joke, whole show goes bad. And I have had shows go very, very bad. Doesn't matter to me at all. Now this next joke is a test to see how cool you are. I used to have a son. Already, some of you see where this is going. That's good. I used to have a little 2-year-old son, but he died the same way Eric Clapton's son died. For inspiration. I'm not gonna lie, this is the best that joke has ever done. You guys kinda laughed, then started talking to each other for some reason. Then started clapping. That is amazing. Most people just boo me. But if you didn't understand the joke, don't worry. It's a complicated joke. A lot of things you gotta know. That joke is like an onion. You've gotta know who Eric Clapton is. Not a given these days. You've gotta know about his kid. You gotta know how clumsy that little lad was. You've got to know about that terrible fucking song. And then you've got to think all that's funny.